Okay, so question number one is, it's kind of an imaginative exercise. So you're standing on the steps of number 10 Downing Street. You've been elected as Prime Minister in the general election in May 2015, next year. And you've got the world's press there waiting for your, you know, what you're going to say to them. Okay, so what is the very first thing that you want to say to the nation?
We will listen to you.
That's a good start. Okay, and question number two is, does democracy matter? And if it does, why does it matter?
Yes, it does matter, but oh my God, trying to be intellectual about why it matters. Everybody has a voice. Everybody gets their chance to say what they want, their views, opinions, and then people feel like they're important. It gives people a voice.
Okay. And so question number three, and this is, feel free to disagree with the premise of the question as well. But complete this sentence. We need a revolution because...
I think I agree with the premise. We do need a revolution. I think in this country everything's getting extreme, like politically. Things are getting too extreme. There's food banks and there's bankers getting millions of pounds in bonuses which they don't need, and we've paid for anyway for some of them. So yes, I think we need a revolution, and we haven't had a revolution because we're British, and maybe we don't do revolution. I don't know, but I'll be interested to see what happens in Scotland actually in the coming months, whether there might be some kind of revolution.
Which way do you think it's going?
Well, I believe it's 50-50. I believe it's 50-50. I have a lot of friends up there, and they're all four. But there is a very that's another matter, very nationalistic side of it. Yeah.
That is a temporary measure. Great. Yeah.